From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Sources have told Reuters news agency that more than 90 Nigerian schoolgirls are feared missing after Islamic insurgent group Boko Haram attacked a village. John Featherly has more.
If confirmed, their disappearance would be one of the largest since Boko Haram abducted more than 270 schoolgirls from the town of Chibok in 2014. Witnesses told Reuters the Boko Haram militants arrived in Dapchi on Monday evening in trucks, some mounted with heavy guns and painted in military camouflage. Reuters was unable to verify the witnesses' account. Nigerian officials have denied any abductions had taken place. John Featherly, VOA News.
The escalation of violence in the Syrian conflict has left more than 200 people dead in recent days and heightened concern of a humanitarian crisis. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert called for de-escalation.
Russia must end its support of the Assad regime and its allies. They're responsible for the attacks, for the dire humanitarian situation in East Ghouta, and for the horrendous civilian death toll.
Eastern Ghouta is the last main rebel stronghold near the Syrian capital. Officials in Florida's capital city prepared Wednesday for hundreds of students to march to the state capitol and hold a rally calling for lawmakers to pass gun control measures following the deadly shooting at a high school February 14th. More than 100 Stoneman Douglas students took buses to Tallahassee to take part in Wednesday's rally and meet with legislative leaders. Students are also planning a March 24th rally in Washington and other major cities around the United States called the March for Our Lives. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has directed the Justice Department to propose new gun regulations. Zleta Sahok has the details.
A day after students protested outside the White House demanding tougher gun laws, President Trump announced that he has recommended a ban on so-called bump stocks, devices that let semi-automatic weapons fire hundreds of rounds per minute.
Just a few moments ago, I signed a memorandum directing the Attorney General to propose regulations to ban all devices that turn legal weapons into machine guns.
Futile political debates have followed every new school shooting since the first one in 1999 in Columbine. Survivors of the latest one in Florida say they are determined to fight until they get some results. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News.
Gunmen killed six people in an attack on a police station in a small South African town Wednesday. Jeff Custer reports.
Five police officers and an off-duty soldier were killed in the attack in a small town about 800 kilometers southeast of Johannesburg. They stole weapons in a vehicle in what police were treating as a robbery. A police spokesman said the incident occurred early in the morning. The attackers entered the station and randomly opened fire on the police officers on duty. The gunman also shot a bystander who turned out to be an off-duty soldier as they fled in a stolen police vehicle. South Africa's police minister called the attack a national tragedy. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Vice President Mike Pence's office says North Korea canceled a meeting at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics at the last minute. Ryan Brooks has that story.
On Tuesday, the vice president's chief of staff told Reuters Pence was scheduled to meet with Pyongyang officials, including Kim Jong-un's sister, on the Olympic sidelines on February 10th, a day after opening ceremony. But according to officials, North Korea canceled at the last minute. It would have been the first scheduled encounter between top-level Trump White House officials and Pyongyang. Signs of a thaw in relations between the two Koreas have sparked speculation they could lead to direct talks between Washington and Pyongyang.
That was reporter Ryan Brooks. Billy Graham, the American Christian evangelist who preached to millions around the world, has died. The evangelical leader prayed with and counseled most of the powerful and well-known figures in the late 20th century, including every U.S. president from Harry Truman to Barack Obama. Graham was 99. World record holder Japan has beaten defending champion the Netherlands with an Olympic record performance to take the gold medal in the women's team pursuit speed skating event. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.